Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Beijing-born, New York-based vocalist and composer Annie Chen. We caught up with her about her new 2024 CD called Guardians and her life and music. It was the dead of winter when Annie visited Acadia National Park in Maine for the first time. But the landscape was nonetheless alive with flora and fauna. The experience sparked a profound awakening to the intricate relationships connecting humanity, the animal kingdom, and the natural world. That inspiration resulted in this new album. She has been based in New York City since 2013. Her distinctive style draws on a rich continuum of musical traditions from Asia, Europe, and the Americas. Enjoy this story.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. Hi, Joe.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
So where are you located?
In Brooklyn, in New York.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's great to meet you. And I'd love to begin our conversation before we get in to your latest album by asking you about, you know, we're on the 4-year anniversary of the pandemic. It was really hard on musicians. How did you survive that time period? And how did it change you?
Well, during the pandemic, I think, yeah, the New York is totally locked down. But fortunately, I think I have a lot of like, because I'm also an educator. So I have a lot of students, actually. I transfer all the teachings online. Yeah, and then also teaching like a lot of students from China. Yeah, so yeah. I think those part, like online teaching part, I didn't really change. And then I... we play a little bit here and there online, like live concert, basically just like streaming from our living room.
So Guardians is the latest album. Was that kind of a part of living through the pandemic? What was, how did you put this album together?
Well, yes, I think the whole suite that I wrote, Guardian Suite, I think that was like essential piece from the album. That is, I have this idea to write the whole piece during pandemic. Yeah, because around that time, I think it's, I feel a lot of like a different feelings about, you know, climate change and all the like environmental destruction and all of that. So I visited Acadia National Park in Maine, and then there's some of the moments that like trigger me to, you know, like, yeah, have this inspiration and to write the whole piece. Yeah.
So how does it feel to have this album out now in light of the fact that everything just was at a halt for so long, especially in New York? I mean, it was bad. How does having this album out feel?
Well, I feel it's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, at least, this whole thing is a, for a couple of years work, actually. I mean, the idea is from the pandemic, and then later by later is like a develop a lot, because for composer, I think, you know, and then for arrangement, so my husband helped me for some of the arrangements. So this is like really like a step-by-step work, and then putting everything together and make sure I have the recording time with all the musician, because the musician that play in my albums, they're like super, super busy. After like a post pandemic, like they, you know, back on tour performing. Yeah, so it's not too easy to find all the times together. So yeah, I think it's a pretty good, finally, the music to the world.
Yeah, for sure. So what are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
Well, I really hope the audiences can get my message from the album. Since this whole album, I will say it's a pretty dark vibe. Yeah, from the beginning to the end. So like everything is about, you know, maybe there's only one song in the middle, Rosemary Lullaby. It's like my hope for the kids. But it's still like to be safe on the world and, you know, growing up strongly. So all of that, I feel if the people can take some time to listen to it and rethink the whole, you know, the whole message that I want to present in this album, that will be very, very good. Yeah.
So, how did this journey begin for you? How did you get into the music, and how specifically did you get into jazz? How did you grow into who you are today?
Oh, actually, I'm growing up totally in Beijing, in China. And then I came to New York, 2000, like end of 2012. That was not my first time. This is the second time that because I study in Queens College and then receiving my master degree of music. So, but I think the big influence when I was growing up is my dad, because my dad, he's a translator. So he traveled a lot between like China and America. So he's like a very big jazz fan, of course, classical music too, because I'm training as a classical musician when I'm growing up. So when he bring a lot of like CDs and like vinyls and all the stuff like from America to China, so I'm kind of like a growing up with all of those music.
So
For a kid, you just singing with a record, and that's what you do all day long.
yeah, for sure. Well, who were some really important jazz influences that shaped the way that you approach the music or that just you love listening to?
Well, I mean, of course, for all the jazz singers, I will say, at the beginning, everybody will listen Billie Holiday. That's for sure. Yeah, but then later by later, I feel like I got more influence from later singer. I will say, Carmen McRae, Abbie Lincoln, Nina Simone, like all those like a little bit later on singer have their, oh, especially Betty Carter. Yeah, like I feel like they have very specific their style. They don't, how can I say it? They don't like, not that much care about audiences anymore because they want to present their character and the whole thing that coming from their vocal. I think this is a little bit different than the earlier singer because they want to, appreciate that all the audiences try to, like sing a lot of things are more popular, more, a little bit more commercial, I will say. Yeah, but I feel later on the singers are like quite a difference. They have so strong characters in their singing.
So, what was the first live jazz show you saw that really blew you away or made an impact?
What I remember, because I was like very, very young, I don't know, it's like 10 years or 11 years something. I think it's the last concert Betty Carter sing in Beijing.
Wow.
Like right before she passed away.
That's
That's
amazing.
just like, yeah, that's amazing. Because of course, around that time, I was like, what is improvise? What's she's doing on the stage? Like she's like singing like crazy. I was like, what she's doing? But it's like so strong.
That's wild. So, did you always dream about coming to America and especially New York being such a central place for jazz? Was that always a dream of yours?
I think that's getting changed like when I was in university, I think. Yeah, because at the beginning, I feel like when I was young, I have a lot of competition for piano, classical piano, all day long. So it's like they don't really have, let me have the space to thinking, okay, what I really wanna do. And then I start to change myself to singer. It's almost like, I mean, I always want to be a singer, but then I think it's more strong idea is more like when I was in university doing still my classical music degree. But then I'm thinking that around that time I start to play in Beijing with a lot of like blues band, funk, big band like this kind. And then I was like, yeah, I'm gonna come to New York.
Yeah, for sure. So, of all of the aspects of what you do, you record, you play live, you educate, but what do you look forward to the most? What do you like the best about being a professional musician?
I feel in New York, for me, it's very, very important that all of my composition or my idea want to present the way specifically to present the music. I can have so many amazing musicians here who can develop this music so well.
So,
That's the most meaningful, I think, yeah.
well, and then I want to kind of from there, I want to kind of lead into this. You've played with a lot of people. What do you
Yes.
take from all of these veterans and all these musicians you play with and try to teach the kids?
I think I got so much inspiration from them. For my composition or for my teaching, I mean, I feel like what I teaching my students, I just have a lot of way to, I don't know how to say it. I think it's like being an educator or a teacher. At the same time, you are a performer.
Yeah.
Like, how to perform clearly to all of your students.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
send this message more clear to you. Because I feel like some of the people, they don't really like to teach. They perform very well, but they don't want to present like this way. But for me, I like teaching a lot, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a very meaningful for other people who really want to study music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you love jazz?
Freedom, I will say. Character, like your personality.
So being a part of the jazz community, everyone has a perception of you, your family, your friends, your fans, but you ultimately are in control. What is your perception of you? Who do you think you are?
I think I'm just, I don't know. I think very, very simple. I don't really think that much about like what I exactly want to do. I usually just like really follow the natural sense or natural thinking that, okay, this is for this period, I want to do this, like really natural. So I feel like, yeah, I just want to present my message and my arts and my personality all in the music. Because I'm like, for example, like this album, I wrote a lot of like composition for animal. So like I'm like huge fan of all the animals. I always want to go to wild place like forest to want to see some animals, or visiting zoo to see like all of those. It's like, oh, just my stuff I want to share with other people.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of sharing, Guardians is the new album. If anyone wants to pick this up in physical form or see you live, where's the best place to figure all that out?
Bandcamp, I think. Yeah, I think if you check my Bandcamp, there is all of the CDs, vinyls, and digital music. I will have my CD release show on March 30, which is next Saturday in New York, at Brooklyn Conservatory of Music, if you are around. Yeah.
Excellent. Annie, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your story. Best of luck with
Thank you for
everything.
inviting me. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in China, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Annie for her time, energy, and story. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.